This is RJ Hunt here, and you're listening to my podcast series titled Buffed Up Sports. During this podcast, I will be discussing the hottest topics in sports. The focus will be on Detroit sports, but time to time, the topics may venture out into teams outside of the Detroit region. If you love basketball, baseball, football, boxing, MMA, wrestling, all the sports, you name it, then this is the podcast for you. Listen to the podcast to hear sports from the mind of someone straight out of the Gen Z generation. I truly hope you enjoyed today's episode. Please leave a nice review and subscribe. Also, follow me on Twitter and Instagram at RJ_Hunt36. Once again, you are listening to the Buffed Up Sports Podcast Series. Now it's time to get the show on the road. What up, what up, what up? Little people, big people, all people. To my people out in Detroit, what up though? Yes, it's your boy RJ, and I'm back with another episode of Buffed Up Sports. That's right. The theme of today's episode is going to be stress, because since the last time you heard from me, it's just been so much stress going on. We had the election, not election day, but election week. I think we can all agree, no matter what we voted for, who we voted for, that was the most stressful week ever. So I'm glad we got that behind us, somewhat. Anyways, my point is, we're no longer looking at CNN all day, all night. That's done. I'm glad that's over. I don't think I want to watch CNN for the rest of the year. But this week, I've been dealing with PlayStation 5 release stress, and I am striking out of luck, folks. And it's really starting to kill my vibe. But I had to do this podcast because I was so upset over that, missing out on the PS5. I needed something to cheer me up. And y'all know me, talking sports, that's my thing. Cheers me up. So let's get right into it. Enough of that. Let's start off with boxing, man. I ain't even gonna talk about what I really want to talk about first. I'm gonna get to that last. I'm gonna talk about Deontay Wilder and Tyson Fury part 3 first. For those who don't know, when Wilder and Fury had their second fight earlier this year in February, the clause in the contract was the loser will be able to put in his rematch clause within a certain time frame of the second fight. So obviously Wilder lost, he put in that clause. But it's been word going on that Fury's gonna fight somebody else before he gets Wilder his rematch clause. Deontay Wilder is taking offense to that, as he tweeted at Tyson Fury the other day. Yes, he called him out on Twitter. He basically told Fury, I gave you a shot when nobody else would and when I didn't have to, so the least you could do is give me my rematch, which I think is honestly a fair statement. Let's look at the facts. When Wilder and Fury had their first fight, Fury was just coming out of a near 2-year layoff, I believe. He's coming off depression. The man's was 400 pounds. He was very out of shape. So this was his first fight. This is a comeback fight. Wilder didn't have to give him this fight, but he did. So, I mean, I agree with Wilder. Wilder got whooped up in that last fight. Let's not get it twisted. So some can even argue he don't.
I meant to say doesn't
deserve a rematch clause, but if you had it in the contract and Wilder's making it known that yes, he did call for the rematch, then I guess you got to follow the rules. That's just my opinion. So hopefully they do work that out, because I would like to see a third fight between those two, because I think you do need to settle a grudge match. The first one was a draw, because if you take it to the scores, you obviously have Fury winning. Then with Deontay Wilder's second knockout on Fury in the 12th round, some argued that that was a 10 count. So yes, you do have to have a third one. Just give Wilder a chance to get his victory. Like I said, y'all, stressed. I want to see it happen. Moving on to the next subject, we have boxing's biggest star, Canelo Alvarez, leaving his promotions, Golden Boy Promotions, owned by Oscar De La Hoya. Canelo is leaving, and I'm starting to wonder, should he go the same route as Floyd Mayweather? Start your own promotion. Canelo does have that star power to do so, so it's definitely worth the thought, but let's see what he does. All right, next thing for boxing, we have a championship fight coming up this weekend, as you have the undefeated Terrence Bud Crawford going against the highly respected Kell Brook. This is a fight that I am looking forward to because of the fact it is Bud Crawford getting in the ring. A lot of people say he's overrated, but I do enjoy watching him. And one thing I do enjoy about him is that he's a closer. He knows how to close the show. Plus, he has the undefeated streak going for him, so that's always nice to watch out for. And then on top of that, like I said in an earlier podcast, Kell Brook is not one to sleep on. So yes, I think this will be an enjoyable fight, and I'm looking forward to it on Saturday night. How about that? Bars. And now the biggest thing I want to talk about with boxing. Can I say Tank Davis? I mean, that's all I gotta say. Gervonta Tank Davis. All right, y'all, let's be real. For those who watched that Davis and Cruz fight, first of all, the fight only went 6 rounds. So outside looking in, you're probably like, that's a boring fight. But during those 6 rounds, nonstop entertainment. So I have to give it to both men. Obviously, Davis was the victorious one. And I'm going to ask y'all a question. For those who did watch the fight, how many of y'all thought Cruz was honestly dead when Davis hit him with that uppercut? Out of nowhere. Counterpunch uppercut at that. You know them counterpunches are the nastiest. When I watched it, I was like, oh my God, he's dead. Because he wasn't moving. I'm being for real. I'm not even playing around with y'all. I really was like, he's not moving. And if you count how long Cruz was out, he was out a good minute or two before he finally started to come to his senses. So that was a scary sight. So that just goes to show you, though, how much power Tank got in that uppercut. For his first pay-per-view fight, to put on a show like that, like I said, great action the first 6 rounds and ended with a knockout. Tank Davis is the ultimate winner at the end of the day because, again, first pay-per-view fight and to put on a performance like that, he's the true winner, and I think he's going to be a pay-per-view king for years to come. And you have the great the greatest pay-per-viewer in the world, Floyd Mayweather, in your corner. Yeah, he's going to be that guy. Remember that name. Okay, let's get on to football. Lions. So like I said, the theme of this episode is going to be stress. The Lions, as usual, have me stressed, and I still don't know why to this day I get stressed over them, but I do. Let's give you the rundown. They played the Colts. Lions were down 20-14 in what, the third or fourth quarter? Not bad. I'm sorry, I can't remember. But the point is, it was a 20-14 game, and then in a span of 8 seconds, that 20-14 went to 35-14. That's all you need to say about that game. And then the Vikings. I mean, my goodness, you have no Galladay, no Flowers. Stafford didn't practice, almost didn't play at all, because apparently the night before, his 2-year-old daughter fell out of her high chair, had to get rushed to the hospital. So he, being a father, is going to rush to the hospital with her. But then if he goes, he's out of quarantine. He can't play Sunday. Luckily, his daughter was all right. They figured it all out. He didn't get no sleep the night before the game, obviously, because then he had to get up early for a COVID test. So, I mean, he just had a stressful week, and it showed in the game. Couldn't do nothing. Then he got hit so hard, had to get taken out, had to go through concussion protocol, which he did clear. All right, let me breathe. Point is, Stafford had a rough week, had a rough game. Lions had a rough game, too. That's all you need to say about that. And then first game with Everson Griffin, he didn't do so much. Hopefully that was a tune-up game, you could say. Because I'm going to be honest, I didn't know much about him coming into the game. But apparently everybody else did, because everybody was pretty excited about the trade. So I was like, all right, I'm going to trust y'all for this. But the game happened. He didn't show me anything, really. Hopefully that changes, though. But I did correctly predict both of those losses on the season predictor. Yes, I said loss to the Colts. Yes, I said loss to the Vikings. So as far as I'm concerned, I'm winning something. Hello. All right, y'all, let's talk Tigers. And first of all, we haven't talked Tigers in a minute because that season they had. But also, I'm really upset because the last episode I recorded, it literally was announced 30 minutes after I put the episode out that the Tigers hired former Astros manager AJ Hinch. And my thoughts are this. So obviously everybody was like, Astros manager? We got the cheater? Everybody know I am a huge wrestling fan of the WWE. And it used to be a late great RIP, my guy, Eddie Guerrero, Latino Heat. He lived by the phrase, I lie, I cheat, I steal. If you not cheating, you not trying. So I say this, if we got the manager that cheated to win a World Series, let's look at it, Detroit. What have we won in the last few years? If we gotta cheat to win a World Series, I'm for it. I'm sorry, Lord, forgive me. My morals are thrown out the door, though, because I need to see one of my teams win. And if this is the way it can get done, then I'm here for it. Book my ticket. Let's talk about the Pistons now. Their new city jerseys. Not so bad looking, but why did we get blue jerseys again? We already have blue jerseys. I mean, I thought we could have got red, which I really want. Everybody want teal, but no, I don't want teal. That's ugly. Give me red. That's all I ask. Like the ones last year without the stripes down the middle. That was stupid, but give me red jerseys. But the jerseys weren't that bad. They say Motor City on them. Eh, it is what it is. I personally believe that we need new jerseys. I mean, the jerseys that we have now, as far as like the home and away jerseys, we've had them for like 20 years. So I think it's definitely time for a change. Let's go ahead, redesign some jerseys. Obviously, keep the colors the same. Don't go teal or nothing stupid like that again, but let's change it up. You see all these other franchises changing up their jerseys, and they don't always have to change colors and things of that nature, logos, all that. Like, look at the Lakers. When LeBron came, they changed up their jersey styles a little bit, gave us something fresh. And it's the Lakers, the oldest franchise. They're not changing logos. So it's like, come on, man. Pistons, we could do something better. But I'm hoping for it. I'm hoping for it. One day. Continuing with the NBA, just announced this week, the NBA season will start December 22nd. That means we are going to have a quick offseason because that is only a little more than a month away, with the NBA draft being next week, followed by free agency the following weekend. So as you can see, between offseason, NBA start, and all that, it's about to get hectic around here in the NBA. And it was just announced the other day that Russell Westbrook wants a trade from the Houston Rockets. That's his business. Just don't trade him to Detroit. I'm going to get to my free agency and all that draft thoughts in a second, because I actually have some good questions pertaining to that. So first question comes from my godmother, Rochelle. How you doing? Her questions are, with the unfortunate events that 2020 has brought upon us, what was the right thing to do as far as the NBA agreeing to begin the season on December 22nd instead of January 18th, 2021? And what are the advantages or disadvantages of starting on the earlier date? I'll say this. First of all, I saw where the players were trying to go as far as getting that January 18th date because of Martin Luther King Day, the one to promote social justice. I got that. And to be quite honest with you, I might get some hate for this, but I'm glad they went the December 22nd route, because I've been very eager to watch some Pistons basketball. So that was one thing. And then I just felt like the January 18th date did not make sense because of so many reasons. If you started later, the chances of your players being ready for the Olympics, it's not happening. They're not going to the Olympics after having only a few weeks off, if that, or possibly still playing. And after what happened in 2019 FIBA tournament, the USA does not want an embarrassment again like that. So we need all our stars in the Olympics. So that was one thing. And then as far as the bubble proof, you don't want basketball going on at the same time as other sports. As you see what happened when they were competing with football, baseball, and the WNBA, it did not work out. All their ratings were horrible. Nobody watched the NBA finals, apparently, to the ratings, as the ratings were all-time low. It was just bad for everybody. When you have sports spread out and make it more exciting. And then on top of that, that was just for 2020. With the Olympics being 2021 now, you have to compete with them also? Yeah, there's no way the NBA would have succeeded. And then with no fans involved this year, or a limited capacity for some, the ratings are how you're going to get your revenue this year. So you don't want to be competing again with all these other professional sports leagues and then the Olympics on top of that. Because obviously the Olympics are going to be put on national television, and majority of the cable networks are going to want them. So it's just, that's a no-no. You don't want that. That was a long answer. I apologize, but I hope you understand where I'm trying to go with that. That goes for everybody. My guy Daniel sent in two questions this week. First one being, what are the chances of LaMelo Ball getting traded up for the Pistons? I don't know the chances, but I know I want it to happen. I mean, I've been eyeing this trade for a minute. I said the Pistons really should look into trading their number 7 pick and Blake Griffin for Andrew Wiggins and Golden State's number 2 pick. Who says no? Who says no? Honestly, I think that's a fair trade, you ask me. Especially with Golden State trying to contend and the Pistons just trying to go young. You get a second overall pick. Wiggins is still young. He's not going to be that player they thought he was going to be, but he could somewhat do something. Only problem with him is he is getting paid too much money, but you can't win with the Pistons, bottom line. But do I want to get LaMelo Ball? Yes, so I hope the Pistons do find a way to trade up for him. I know he's been working out in Detroit. Also, he had a workout for the Detroit Pistons, so I would love to see it happen. This is Daniel's follow-up question. If we do not get LaMelo on the Pistons, who do you want? In that case, I'm looking at Killian Hayes. That's probably my pick. Definitely need a point guard. So as long as you draft a talented point guard, that's only route you can really go at this point. All right. Last question comes from my uncle, Roddy Ride. Roddy Ride. Roddy Ride. What up, Unc? His question is, out of the Detroit sports teams, who will make the playoffs first? I honestly have no clue. I know it won't be the Lions this year with NBA free agency and draft coming up. No telling what can happen with the Pistons yet. I mean, the Tigers just hired a cheater as their manager, so you only can hope for some luck there. Red Wings, ooh, y'all know me. I don't keep up with hockey. But if the Red Wings make the playoffs, let me tell you, I will be all in. But can I stop there? That's pretty sad. We're at the point where we're asking who will make the playoffs first. Not who will win the championship next. Who's going to win the next playoff series, let alone a playoff game. We're asking who's going to make the playoffs first. Just simply get in. Who's going to do that? And quite frankly, I don't know. None of the teams excite me. None. We are out of luck. Don't forget, upcoming episodes, we will be having guests. So if you want to apply to be a guest on the show, just hit me up. Don't be afraid. I promise you, I'm taking all requests. Before we wrap the show up, I do have a trivia question for you. The question is, what African-American player went on to have a Hall of Fame career and is definitely the best player to come out of Eastern Michigan University? Basketball player, that is. If you said the Iceman, George Gervin, you are correct. Yes, ding, 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 that's you. And your prize is, drum roll please, you get bragging rights. Yes, don't you love to have bragging rights? You could be like, yeah, I told you I was right, you was wrong. Yeah, who doesn't love a good old bragging rights story? But I have a quick George Gervin story. I could have met him. He was actually down the street from my house. As for those who don't know, I live like a block away from my grandparents. So my grandparents' neighbor went to school with George Gervin. So one day, George was in the area, went to visit his friend. And my granddad saw him outside, got to go out there, talk to him and everything. And then my grandfather, of course, waste after he's gone, comes in the house. He'd be like, oh, yeah, guess who I just saw? I'm like, who? He was like, George Gervin. Dude, I could have walked to your house. Why didn't you come get me? So I was pretty disappointed on that. On that note, and as I'm wrapping the episode up, I just got one more thing to say. Stressed. Well, the music is starting to play, so that means it's time to wrap this bad boy up. You know what I'm saying? So don't forget to follow me on Instagram and Twitter. My handle is the same for both accounts, at RJ_Hunt36. Thank you for listening. I hope you come back to hear more episodes. If you can, please subscribe. Please leave a rating. And please leave a review. Please. I love to hear the feedback. So if you can, do that for me. Now, just remember to spread love, have your chest out, hold your head up, show off them pretty teeth, and don't you worry about a thing. Until next time, y'all be good out there. God bless you all. Peace. And say y'all prayers for me to get this PS5.